Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. That's right, people. Yeah, they're all evil. I know. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also 15th day of, halfway through, 15th day of September 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 73 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of Northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 77 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. I haven't looked outside to see if it's, what the smoke situation is. I've been busy inside. But at any rate, it's still, you know, until further notice, it's not safe to breathe the fucking air outside. But they're worried that you might get that variant. You know, the smoke inhalation, for the people who have underlying respiratory issues. Anyway, we're going to jump right in it with Idaho doctor reports a 20 times increase of cancer in vaccinated patients. And we'll do that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Idaho doctor reports 20 times increase of cancer in vaccinated patients. This is from LifeSight News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A doctor has found an increase in cancer since the COVID-19 inoculation rollout. I mean, see, they keep saying it over and over, any contents where they say it, they give the pretense that it exists. It doesn't fucking exist. COVID-19 does not exist. It's never been isolated. There is no sample of it. And the inoculation is not an inoculation. I mean, what they call an inoculation this or a vaccine. It is goddamn, it's designed to fucking, reconstruct your DNA. To fucking kill you. It is a goddamn biological fucking weapon. And they're using it on people. And they're getting more desperate. I mean, I was watching, I watched one of the videos that was somebody put up on the site today. And it has, two newscasters talking about, the industry. It's not, they have a choice. You know, they say that we can't take away their freedom of choice. You can have a choice. You know, you either take the vaccine or you don't get the jab or don't get a job. That's fucking coercion. And I mean, what's the difference of that? Get a job or go to jail. I mean, get a jab or go to jail. Get a jab or you will suffer adverse consequences. They're trying, I mean, these fucking communists think that we're fucking too stupid to understand what the fucking dictionary definition of coercion is. They cannot coerce us. They cannot use our resources. And that's what exactly is happening. They are using our resources to try to compel us to perform as they dictate to us by their will and not our own. But at any rate, let's see what this doctor has to say. A doctor found an increase in cancer since COVID-19 inoculation rollout. On March 18th, Dr. Ryan Cole, a board-certified pathologist and owner and operator of a diagnostic lab, reported to the public in a video produced by Idaho State Government's Capital Clarity Project that he is seeing a massive uptick in various autoimmune diseases and cancer in patients who have been vaccinated. Since January 1st in the laboratory, I'm seeing a 20 times increase of indomitable. Indomitable cancer over what I see on an annual basis, Dr. Cole in a video clip shared with on Twitter. I'm not exaggerating at all because I looked at my numbers year over year. I'm like, gosh, I never seen this many indomitable cancer before, he continued. Explaining his findings at the March 18th event, Cole told Idahoans that the vaccine seems to be causing serious autoimmune issues in a way he described as a reverse HIV response. Cole explained that two types of these of cells are required for adequate immune system function, helper T cells, also called CD4 cells, and killer T cells, often known as CD8 cells. According to Cole, in patients with HIV, there is a massive suppression of helper T cells, which cause immune system functions to plummet and leave the patient susceptible to a variety of illnesses. Similarly, Cole describes post-vaccine, what we are seeing is a drop in your killer T cells in your CD8 cells. And what do CD8 cells do? They keep all other viruses in check, he continued. Much like HIV causes immune system disruption by suppressing CD4, quote, helper cells, the same thing happens with CD8 killer cells when CD8 killer cells are suppressed. In Dr. Cole's expert view, this is what seems to be the case with the COVID-19 doesn't exist jabs, and then jabs, see, they call them jabs because it's not an inoculation, it's not a vaccine, it's a goddamn bioweapon. Cole goes on to state that as a result of the vaccine-induced killer T cell suppression, he is seeing an uptick of not only indomitable cancer, but also melanomas, as well as herpes, shingles, mono, and a huge uptick in HPV when looking at the cervical biopsies of women. This is not the first time COVID-19 doesn't exist. Vaccines don't exist. Have been linked to serious issues regarding women's health. According to a German research study, polyethylene glycol, an ingredient found in the Pfizer and Moderna jabs, has been found to pose, quote, potentially toxic risk to women's ovaries. They don't want to say, get rid of, I mean, breed them out. We'll just kill them out. This is fucking, I mean, they're trying to fulfill their pledge to that goddamn Georgia Guidestones to fucking, I mean, wipe out the world population. And this is fucking worldwide. They're doing this. I mean, damn it, back in the 70s when the swine flu, you know, it took about 10,000. But there is no doubt that this shit is fucking killing people. And I mean, and they're suppressing experts that are reporting the fucking deaths. I mean, it's not that they're controversial, their opinion. The people are fucking dead, and they're saying that's what killed them. They're doctors. At any rate, Dr. Michael Yeadon, a former vice president at Pfizer, has cited the German study as a possible explanation for the large number of menstrual irregularities and miscarriages being reported by vaccinated women. Yeadon warns young women to avoid the vaccine for, in his expert opinion, as a toxicologist, the shots will likely impede a woman's ability to get pregnant and carry a baby to term. I mean, every day these doctors are telling you. These ain't son of a bitches who own fucking stock in Pfizer and stock in fucking Johnson & Johnson. These are fucking doctors that are out there fucking working day to day, having patients, seeing patients day to day and finding this shit is what is doing it. And they're fucking telling you. Hell, they have come out and told you straight up it is a deadly biological agent. Yeadon warns young women to avoid the vaccine for, in his expert opinion as a toxicologist, the shots will likely impede a woman's ability to get pregnant and carry a baby to term. The doctor is warning, saying, no, don't do it. But the goddamn, this bureaucratic bullshit, this communist goddamn occupation, that these dirty son of a bitch and non-governmental pieces of shit like Fosse. I mean, this son of a bitch wasn't elected by nobody. None of these fuckers were. They're all goddamn corporations. The corporation is saying take a fucking shot. And it is also the corporation that, you know, like the two bitches on the video I was talking about earlier. They're sitting there, you see, you have a choice. You can fucking either take the vaccine or we'll fucking put your thumb on the fucking table and slam it with a hammer, but you have a choice. You bullfuck. Mm-mm. The thing is, people, these son of a bitches have to be eliminated. They're going to kill us and we're going to kill them. We are at war. They have declared war against us. They have declared war. When they declared war against the Bill of Rights, they declared war against we the people. And your fucking bitch, two bitches sitting on a goddamn stage in a newsroom, you do not have the fucking authority and you do not, I mean, you don't have the fucking knowledge to fucking say that coercion is not goddamn, is voluntary. Oh, I volunteer because of tear or else, I mean, it's like, on the, what the hell was it? The Mafia, the Godfather. You know, in 5 seconds, either your name's going to be on that document or your fucking brains. Hold that. He had a choice, didn't he? He had a choice, but it's not a free fucking choice because the goddamn, If you have the freedom of fucking choice, you can say no, and there is no consequence to you saying no. Except to your, you know, if you make an error, you say, yes, I want to go onto that plane and jump out of it and parachute down to the ground, and fucking the parachute doesn't open, then you have your consequence. You made a decision, and you lived or died with the consequences. But it was your fucking decision. There's coercion. Coercion takes away the fucking free choice, doesn't it? If there's a punishment if you do not do it, is that a free choice? It is sure as hell not. And when this whole thing began, you know, they were talking about like back in the days of the swine flu, you know, you had to sign a goddamn release to take that fucking shot. But they're giving these fuckers immunity from prosecution because this is goddamn, they're trying to commit world genocide here. And people around the world are standing up to it. And we, of all the people around the world, we should have already squashed this fucking out. We should have ran this goddamn foreign corporation, this international corporate mafia out of our country. We should have fucking shot the fucking suits already. We should have already ran all the illegal aliens out of our fucking country. We should have fucking told the UN to take a fucking hike and built a goddamn wall all the way around this goddamn country with a machine gun mounted every fucking 200 yards. That's what we should have done. Well, I mean, when did they come and ask us if we wanted to join the new world, any world organizations, the World Trade Organization? What, there was it a handful of merchants in this country? A teeny tiny fucking minority decided that our economy is going to be a part of the world economy. I don't want that. Nobody has asked me about any of this fucking change, about any of this fucking reset. And we the people are supposed to be the ones in fucking charge here. And they fucking know it. But, I mean, this pretense of goddamn jurisdictional authority has got, I mean, you gotta just kill them. Because you're not going to just say, hey, you do not have jurisdictional authority over me. You cannot fucking punish me in any way for refusing to allow you to fucking seize and invade my fucking body. If you're not secure in your person, your own body under the fourth article, then you better start shooting, hadn't you? Most concerning of all, it is a pattern of these types of immune cells in the body keeping cancer in check, stated the doctor. I'm seeing invasive melanomas in younger patients. Normally, we catch those early, and they are thin melanomas. But I'm seeing thick melanomas skyrocketing in the last month or two. He added, the kill is starting, people. And as the kill starts, I mean, the people are going to become more and more. They're claiming, you know, that there's only 80 million people. Fuck you, lying son of a bitches. You would lie about every fucking thing and then tell the truth about that. No, you fucking got about 12 to 20% of the fucking idiots, and these people are just going to fucking die. Because they're too fucking stupid to think for themselves. They're too stupid to go and research something as critical. I mean, this has been, on your mainstream stupid box constantly since a year in March. So this March, April, May, June, July, August, September. I mean, Jesus Christ Almighty. If you ain't at least concerned, if you're thinking it, if you even got a thought about taking this fucking shot and you didn't go look into it with all the publicity that's been out there, with all the fucking warnings that that people are like us are putting out there for you, and the doctors, this doctor right here is putting out there for you. If you didn't even government said it's okay, I'll do it. Good riddance. Let's clean out the fucking gene pool of the fucking morons. You stupid son of a bitches. Cole came into prominence in January 2021 when the Idaho government put in place an effort called Capital Clarity, which the state goal of keeping Idahoans informed about the facts surrounding COVID-19 doesn't exist. See, here again, I mean, they're telling you, we're going to keep you informed about that COVID. Shouldn't they have to prove the son of a bitch exists before they get to fucking, well, they would have in the time before they removed the laws against fucking using propaganda on the American nationals in this country. It is that dirty fucking United States corporation. It has to go. Get rid of that corporation, get rid of that 14th Amendment, and fucking get rid of every son of a bitch that's come here unlawfully, and then return the fucking wealth to the people that has been stolen, blatantly straight in your face. Do you see the goddamn pallets of $100 bills they left in Afghanistan? We just left that now. We didn't have nowhere to put them. You couldn't have even torched them, huh? This is just like the fucking duplicity that's gone on in every fucking war. I mean, when John covered the World War II and talking about Smedley Butler, but Major Jordan, exactly. Thank you, Laura. When talking about Major Jordan, I mean, the guy had a filing cabinet full of the fucking goddamn, where they had given the uranium to the goddamn Russians. And I mean, given all the technology, hell, the people on the streets over there, like on a train, knew more about development of the atomic bomb than the goddamn people in the United States. And what did they do? They gave them fucking, you know, like platelets for printing money. And just no limit. I mean, it's just America. Just take any fucking thing you want. America's just one big whore country, you see. It's for anybody. Just come and take it. It's a freebie. But it all ends up in the pockets of a handful of fucking Zionist Jew motherfuckers and the crown heads of Europe. And this is where we fucking come in. Because it all belongs to us, and it's all been taken without the procedural due process of the law. And they're going to want to... See, this is going to be their fucking argument, because I listened to some guys on the stupid box there just a while ago, before I came up here. And they filed a lawsuit in Arizona against the forced vaccinations. And the reason, you know, it's just like when we talk about the gun issue, you know, like our second article right, when they come up with legislation, and here comes what's their argument? Criminals don't obey the law, you see, that's why you can't do it. No, that reason you can't do it is because it breaks the fucking law. Written, ratified, absolute law, written and ratified in December 15, 1791, the law of we the people, the law of the land, not the law of the sea, fucking forbids it. You cannot provide procedural due process. That's what they're trying to get rid of here. So what's their fucking argument? Well, their argument is the people coming across the border don't have to take it, so we shouldn't have to take it. No, that ain't the fucking argument. First place, there shouldn't be nobody coming across the fucking border. They're even breaking their own administrative admiralty fucking policies because there is no fucking law. There was never no law made. It was fucking clearly understood in the day that this country belonged to the American nationals. And I mean, the goddamn borders, I mean, they slipped it in. Well, we're going to take in so many people a year for the rich. It's always a handful. Like I said, you know, it's it's the merchants. It's the people that fucking worship mammon. They're the ones that want the slave fucking labor in here. What fucking American would want to have less for a fucking foreigner? And every American, I mean, we got our own people living under goddamn bridges while we're fucking bringing in third world fucking labor force, a goddamn recolonization force. And it's going to have to be reckoned with, people. I mean, God, if you just keep ignoring it. You keep ignoring it, and pretty soon that fucking elephant sitting on your lap, and the pile of elephants sitting on your lap by now, will start shitting on you. And there'll be nothing you can do because you get a pile of fucking elephants on you, and you've then polished your gun until it won't shoot no more. Oh, Eden warns young women to avoid vaccine. Dr. Cole states in his video that the only melanomas showing up more frequently, like endometrial cancer, the melanoma, are also developing more rapidly and more severe in younger people. And we just talked about that. It's getting worse. Every day, the more reports coming out, there's more people dying, more people getting, I mean, goddamn, at least at 10,000, they stopped the goddamn swine flu thing. They said, you can't give no more of those shots, they're killing people. They're maiming people. They're ruining people's goddamn lives. But see, that is the point of the whole fucking, this is not a vaccination, this is a goddamn bioweapon, and that is what it is doing exactly what it was designed to do. And like I said, because of, the people are starting to see it. I mean, like this guy, the one doctor, this guy here is talking about, you know, the patients are dropping like fucking flies. We knew that we just didn't know what the time span was, but we've seen what some immediate reaction. People have just taken the shot, dropped over fucking dead. And then you have people that, you know, have gone 2 weeks and their heart swells or what might have you, and it fucking kills them. But it is definitely a killer fucking biological agent. That's what it's made to do, is kill, because that's what it's doing, is killing. Because there is no such thing as COVID-19. I mean, the flu has been here forever. There's no cure for the flu. We grew up, you knew that. Like a little kid, you knew that. But they're trying to pretend like, yes, last year we didn't have any flu, people. It was, all we had was COVID-19. Fuck you and your fucking lies. And as long as they, like I said, they can say it 10 million times, COVID-19, and we can say 10 million and one times, COVID-19 doesn't fucking exist. We're not going to stop. We're not going to stop telling the fucking truth. Your fucking lie is not going to stick. It's not sticking, and it's getting less sticky every day, and there's more people that are fucking saying no. I will not, and the people that you got right now, that they start looking mean at you, like Joe Biden looking mean at somebody. Think about that fucker. If he was, I don't care at any point in his fucking life, me fucking, at 60 years old, I beat the shit right out of that fucking Mick right in the fucking street. In a sec, it'd take me about 15 seconds to dust his ass. He's never been a fucking tough guy. He's never been just one of the fucking people like he's claimed. He's a dead, but blaming it on him, I feel foolish. Because that son of a bitch doesn't even know where he's at. They have goddamn people listening to everything he says, and if he starts running off in the wrong direction, they push a fucking button and he shuts up. And they had that prick, that Secretary of State on the, doing their investigative committee, of course, on fucking Afghanistan, fucking another distraction as they prepare for a third world war when all this shit fucking fails. When COVID-19 finally bites the fucking bullet, because it's going to, people aren't going to back away from this. We've been backed as far as we can. Our back's against a fucking wall. But when COVID-19, when it fucking fails, we'll be right where we've been a few times in the history of this country. And every time the people come close to fucking say, fuck you, son of a bitches, we know what you are. We're going to talk. Oh, we got a world war. We got to fight for the homeland, people. For the homeland. Wave that plastic Chinese fucking flag and fight the Chinese and the Iranians and the Russians. And we're going to have another world war. And see what they don't get with COVID. They'll sure as hell get with bullets. Only you won't be firing the bullets at the right fucking people. We'll be firing them at each other. The victims will be killing one another. Why, the son of a bitches that need to fucking die, the motherfuckers who want to fucking get rid of the, cut the world population, commit genocide until the population is down to under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature, they're just going to ride it fucking out just like they think they're going to ride it out. Just like they always have. They never get touched. I mean, you can go back and look at the Civil War. Man, you had General Robert E. Lee. You had what the hell was his name? Their president of the Confederacy. What? Jefferson Davis. Now you had hundreds of thousands of guys that went out there, man, and just butchered each other. Brothers against brothers, fathers against son. And I mean, just the most devastating battles, like Antietam and Gettysburg, all these places. And I mean, butchered one another for them son of a bitches. And for fucking what? For a fucking lie? Because I mean, all was really going on. I mean, it was just a lack of communication between the people, because the people have fucking come to rely upon the government as some kind of real fucking authority, which it never was and never was meant to be. We were, goddamn, even the ones that you were brainwashed into fucking worshiping when you were a little kid as you were coming up through school. Oh, George Washington and John Adams and fucking John Hancock and all our founding fathers that we should worship at the feet of they tell the story about George Washington and the battle where he had all the holes, shot in his coat and what, like five shots and missed him. I fucking bullshit. George Bush, he was a fucking airplane pilot and he won the fucking Iraq war in his plane by himself. I mean, what you can tell about history when there was nobody there. If there was a counter view, it was fucking squashed. The fucking newspaper was burned down. The building was burned down and the newspaper reporter was fucking killed. And that's still what you got. I mean, you have the internet pop up and the internet starts fucking putting the truth to the fucking issues. And it starts becoming that goddamn people are figuring out I think the majority of the people in this country understand quite well that this corporation, and it is a corporation, it is a United States corporation, Title 28, Definition 15 tells you so, and it created in 1871, sorry, when they brought the fucking admiralty onto our fucking land. That's the law of the fucking sea. That's where a captain can fucking have you just because he says so. Think about it, people. Just because he says so. And have you fucking tied over a cannon and have a cat of nine tails laid onto your ass about 100 fucking times to kill you. Just whatever he wants to do. It's the law of the fucking sea. He's the captain. And is this not how they're fucking acting? They have no judicial authority. I mean, they're not, sure as hell not providing due process of the law. In fact, this is the blatant violation of the due process of the fucking law. And in pretending that they have the authority to violate the due process of the law is the violation of the 9th article for the Bill of Rights, the supreme, superior, absolute, ratified law of this goddamn land. Enforce it or die! I'm seeing invasive melanoma. We did that. Okay. Coal came into prominence in January 2021 when the Idaho government, Capital Clarity is what they called it. But then again, at the end of this statement, I wish I lived in Idaho, man. They're fucking corporation. They're corporate fucking, actors. They have a capital clarity thing, man. And they mean, hey, how about you fucking enforce the fucking law of this land, you son of a bitch? Because you're not going to, because you're not a fucking part of the fucking law of this fucking land. You have decided that you're going to be a part of the fucking one world communist fucking system. And you're going to Capital Clarity Act. Be clear on that goddamn Bill of Rights. Be clear on the fact that they have no jurisdiction. Be clear on the fact that fucking coercion is coercion. And it is not a fucking, it is not a free choice if you are being coerced. Like I said, it's like fucking, you don't want the vaccine. You certainly have the right not to have the vaccine. But if you don't, you have to put your thumb up on this table and get it slammed with a hammer. Now, is that fucking a free choice? No, it's not. It is a threat of fucking, you're being threatened. And look up the definition of a free fucking choice. It is not there. And this is designed to kill you. Capital's Clarity has since hosted Dr. Ryan Cole multiple times to provide information to the public about vaccine safety and COVID-19. And trying to hear it. How many times do you hear it in a day? Hey, Goebbels, it ain't fucking working. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. I can say it all fucking day long, too. And there's more of us. You're 12 to 20%. I mean, you can keep replaying the same fucking people saying it. We can say it as individuals all fucking day long and never get to the fucking beginning of the fucking line. Well, you're not going to push this fucking lie over on us. We're not going to accept it. You try to put this shit in us. I know you got your UN peacekeepers here. The peacekeepers. What the fuck would they be doing here? What war? What are they keeping peace between? Oh, the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. And they're gonna, bring them motherfuckers on. We will fucking bury their fucking asses. Get out of our fucking country. You have no jurisdiction here, United Nations. You live in cyberspace. You get the fuck out. Our people never fucking agreed to have you as anything. Go ahead, sorry.
They should take a lesson from Lincoln. His last thought was probably of victory and justification.
Well, exactly, man. I mean, and that's really where it fucking started, when he declared martial law. Did he have the authority to declare martial law? Hell no, he couldn't. The Ninth Article forbade it. Because martial law means a suspension of your fucking rights, which means denial and disparagement of those fucking rights. And there is no authority that can exist in the Constitution that gives any authority to deny or disparage any of the people's fucking rights. Plain and simple, it's written there. And one fucking article it's written. You cannot have that power, and the power you are fucking trying to put upon us is a rogue. Fucking foreign power, you have declared war. We're at fucking war, and we need to start shooting these son of a bitches. They aim to kill us. You're gonna take that shot. We can't coerce you. I mean, we can't force you. I don't know. Can you force you? I mean, where in the hell, where do you draw the line? If you don't take the shot, they put a gun to your head. Would that be, well, you got a choice. You still got a choice. You can take a bullet in the fucking head, or you can take the fucking shot and die anyway. I mean, to try to pretend like this fucking attempt to get their fucking corporate buddies. And see, remember, that's the handful. This has been corporate goddamn welfare since the inception of this fucking country. Those fuckers have sold us out a long fucking time ago and continue to sell us out day by day by day. And when they finally got their businesses shut down, when they started with this COVID-19 that doesn't exist. Oh, then they were out there wanting all the people, wanting you to get up there and go and put your body between them and the fucking enemy. When they are the fucking enemy, it just put the enemy at your fucking back. If you hold a fucking license, you're a goddamn government agent. Or a corporate agent, I'm sorry, and it ain't even a fucking government. It's hard to talk about this shit with as much as has been done to confuse. Their whole fucking game here is to throw as much shit against, I mean, they're pulling buckets of shit against the wall. Will any stick? A little bit of stick stuck. Well, what if we put some more fucking incentive in it to stick? Whoops, put glue in it. This same fucking deal. I do not consent, and you cannot punish me, and you corporate motherfuckers. You goddamn, I own this business and I can decide if I can invade your fucking body without going through the fucking, procedural due process. That's what this comes down to, is some son of a bitch who is with zero authority, not unelected. And the people didn't elect you to fucking make any kind of decisions or any fucking, to even act as our representatives. These are corporations. The CDC is a corporation. Fossey's a fucking corporate fucking agent. He works under contract. He's getting paid millions of dollars for killing people. But we just sit there and we just keep letting it happen. If this fucking country dies, if we as a people are removed from this earth, as the very idea of fucking true liberty, what the fuck is liberty? Oh, you have liberty unless? Do you see it in there anywhere in that fucking Bill of Rights? You have liberty unless? Unless there's an emergency. If there's an emergency, you don't have no liberty. Show that to me! In fact, I'll show you the ninth article that says you cannot say there's an emergency. Well, there's an emergency, so I'm declaring martial law. Boom! You're fucking dead. There is no martial law in this country. There cannot be. We the people are the fucking jurisdictional authority here. And you're not being elected. You're being fucking selected. Since 1871, it has been nothing but fucking just putting their fucking stooges up there in front of you and people going out there and fucking codifying it by going, I'm going to go vote. How many of you are going to go vote again? Where's this voting shit getting you, huh? You've been declared war on now. You've been thought so fucking weak and stupid that they could declare war on your Bill of Rights. Somebody would actually came out in this goddamn country, the ACLU, and said, we're declaring rights on the, we're declaring war on your Bill of Rights. That's a declaration of war against the free nationals of this goddamn country. And they fucking know it. But how am I gonna do it? We'll start slipping in these, UN peacekeepers. We'll just keep slipping them in there. They're in your town too. They're around here. They're in different kind of rigs and shit, but they're here. They're right here around where I'm at. They're around where you're at. They're sneaking them in. They control 120 miles of your border all the way across, from fucking goddamn California to, the Gulf of Mexico. They're here. And they ain't, when lightning strikes the shit house and they start trying to give these shots to people who have already told them fucking no, have already exercised their right to refuse any medical fucking treatment. And when they come to fucking try to force it on it, they start blowing their asses away. Oh, we need UN peacekeepers. Well, hell, they're already here. Hell, they're already in your town. Oh, where'd they come? Poof, man. They have let foreign fucking jurisdictional authorities into your goddamn country. That is, fuck, I don't know. If it's a higher treason than arming your goddamn enemy, they talked about it the other day about giving this fucking aid to Afghanistan. Isn't that aid? One fucker's up there. Here we are again, you know, with another, the guy's up there going, we're giving $62 million in aid to an enemy. Isn't that aiding and abetting an enemy? This is what this fucker's talking about. $62 million. Fuck the $62 million. Isn't it aiding and abetting the enemy to give them munitions and fucking, equipment to fucking kill your people with? To give them an arsenal? $80 or $90 billion worth? They won't talk about that. Why in the hell will you talk about this $62 million going to these fucking, this aid package to Afghanistan being a fucking, and evidently we're still at war because they're saying that, I mean, their argument is that, they're aiding and abetting the enemy. The Taliban is still the fucking enemy. It was sure as hell the enemy back when you gave him the goddamn $90 billion worth of fucking arsenal. And that's a fact that can't be argued. I mean, that was when they were still shooting at each other over there. But do you hear them talk about why? I mean, the obvious, it's right there. They have to put it out there. Well, yeah, I mean, to make it look like, well, it's humanitarian aid. So the other side can come back and go, well, that's humanitarian aid. Was those goddamn missiles? Were those fucking 600,000 fucking rifles? Were those goddamn troop carriers? Fucking whatever else you left over there? Were those for fucking humanitarian purposes? Or were they to kill fucking people with? And I mean, which argument would you use if you were a reporter and you were wanting to show that these son of a bitches, this goddamn United States corporation has participated, just like old fucking Prescott Bush did, in fucking aiding and abetting the enemy? Would you use this $62 million that they're running through these humanitarian, non-governmental organizations that can do any goddamn thing and think they're not fucking answerable to any fucking law? Or would you use the goddamn arsenal of fucking weapons? I mean, you talk about aiding the enemy. I mean, giving them fucking money to go and see if they could purchase some more shit, one thing, or giving them money to fucking supply their fucking troops, you know, so that they can go and fucking go over into Syria and conquer Syria for fucking the goddamn kikes. That's one thing. But I mean, straight up giving goddamn arms and ammunition to the fucking enemy during a time of fucking war, goddamn, that's cut and dry. How could you argue against it? You couldn't. And why would you go to the $62 million unless you're trying, that they're trying to cover it up? It's just like Cuomo. Everybody's forgot about fucking Cuomo. Remember Cuomo? Who killed how many people? Fucking, what'd they say? 4,000? 40,000? Whatever it was, but I mean, that was the first thing it broke. And so they used the fucking, playing nasty with the cigar fucking, Bill Clinton defense. They have just some women come out and he fucking resigns, for these allegations of sexual, harassment. And that just goes away. The fucking peep, the murder he committed. Oh, just all they need is something there. You know, though, we got rid of that son of a bitch. Yeah, he did not get punished. They're not, what's happening is they're murdering people without getting punished. They are fucking exercising false, fucking unlawful, fucking jurisdictional authority over the fucking people with private goddamn arms and private goddamn fucking armies. That, I mean, fuck! And all we're gonna talk about is $62 million that was fucking, instead of the fucking, the cannon, the grenades, the shit that you, I mean, they built the fucking strongest war machine in the Middle East and gave it to the fucking enemy. And then that one son of a bitch on there yesterday talking about, well, they can't maintenance. They don't know how to make, no, with all the people, you said they couldn't run it either, didn't ya? Remember when it first came out? Well, it don't matter. They don't know how to work all that stuff. Well, come to find out, oh, those other people, they didn't, the Afghan army that, puppet government we put together, you lying son of a bitches. You fucking trained them to do exactly what they're doing. And boy, they threw that fucking equipment on and fuck, they know exactly how to use all that technology, don't they? Right up to the fucking Air Force they used to attack at last province there in fucking Afghanistan. They know how to fucking use it. And of course you trained the people to fucking maintenance and take care of the fucking equipment. How stupid do you think we are? And I'm going to say it again. How stupid do you think we are? You trained them to do everything but to work on the son of a bitch? My asshole. Fuck. It's just disgusting. It is disgusting. I have to come up here and read this shit every fucking day and just point out the obvious. I don't think I'm having to point out the obvious. I think most of the people can fucking see, and I'm not talking about you 12 to 20. You're just 12 to 20%. We're going to wipe your asses out. You better get used to the fucking idea. You better have your UN peacekeepers here. I don't care how many you got. You bring 1 million over here, 1 million go in the ground. You bring fucking 2 million over here, 2 million are going in the fucking ground. We will have our autonomy. We will have our law. We will have our liberty and freedom. And we will have our property back. You thieving fucking low-life goddamn criminal son of a bitches. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
That's the way that it goes.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:51 Pacific Time, and that was Social Distortion. I think that's what it is. We're down here with the rest of us. And the rest of us is everybody but the 500, or less than 500 million that they intend to let live on this fucking planet. That there's just a handful of these son of a bitches. And there's billions of fucking people they intend to kill. I mean, just through this fucking shit of, you know, playing the goddamn game. Where are we at here? A matter of life and death. Army says active duty soldiers must be vaccinated by December 15th. Picked a good day. That should be a day of national fucking celebration in this country. It should be like the 4th of fucking July. That's when the people fucking declared their autonomy. The people. Not some aristocrats that got together a handful just like they did and hijacked the goddamn uprising. The people. This is when the people declared themselves the fucking jurisdictional authority of this fucking country and the fucking rulers of this fucking country, and apart from any fucking fiduciary that they had created for fucking this tiny little limited government. I mean, goddamn, the lie's gone on from the beginning, hasn't it, people? All we want is a limited, small government. You won't even notice it. And you don't need no Bill of Rights. There's nothing in this Constitution that could be used to inflict tyranny upon the people. You don't need no Bill of Rights. I'm glad, man. The Anti-Federalist, man, I mean, if we get off our asses and fucking get rid of these son of a bitches. When the first day when this country is truly free, and it is also totally sovereign once again, because we're not fucking sovereign, when people can just walk across our fucking border and take what belongs to us, that's not sovereignty, people. When we're finally sovereign again, we've kicked every son of a bitch out of here who does not have an absolute right to be here. When that day finally fucking comes, man, we can sit down and we can say, you know, I'm happy. And that's what they fucking hate the most. They hate the fucking thought that they, what they hate the most is the fact that the way that the Bill of Rights was fucking constructed, that body of law, which is the only law in, for this goddamn land we live upon. When they constructed the Bill of Rights, man, it was meant to fucking make sure that that limited government never got out of it. You were warned about it. I mean, even the goddamn bastards that were, you know, that you were taught to fucking worship, that were the goddamn aristocrats that took a popular uprising and turned it into a revolution for a new country that they were going to rule, and that they ended up fucking ruling. And then and said you didn't need no fucking Bill of Rights. The people did force it. Thank Providence that we fucking, and the people weren't stupid. They already knew. They wanted, the people left fucking England because they couldn't stand this fucking shit. They couldn't stand living by another's will. They couldn't stand bowing and bending a fucking knee to another motherfucker that in the real world, out in the jungle, you'd rip them apart in 15 seconds. They wouldn't even fucking exist. Yeah, just because some, you know, they had their goddamn, their churches, the Catholic Church over there in fucking Europe. God has ordained that this fat son of a bitch who fucking stays drunk 24/7, fucking sits there and he's eating so much he can't even get out of his fucking chair, God has ordained him to be your king, and you must bow before him. Ain't gonna happen in my country, man. And you fucking UN bastards better get the fuck out of here. Well, they talk, you know, when you see any kind of pushback from our side, it's always 100 people here, 200 people. What the fuck is going on? How about 10,000, the minimum? Walk in with 10,000 loaded fucking guns ready to fucking shoot. And then you will fucking see a fucking response. You will see them fucking turn tail and fucking run. Because if you come with 10,000, I guarantee you there's another 100,000 ready to follow them, and another 100,000 ready to follow them, or another 100,000 over there ready to attack, and another 100,000 beyond them ready to attack. We could do this in fucking short order. We could have our country back. It is actually still possible that that we who once knew, understand, us who understand what fucking real fucking liberty is, that we who have lived a bit of it, not all of it, because we were born into a communist nation thanks to the fucking treason, the son of a bitch and aristocracy from fucking England. That dirty little fat fucking cunt sitting on the goddamn throne over there. But we have felt it. We know what fucking freedom is. We know it's not somebody telling you, well, we're not forcing you, but if you don't, we're going to fucking hurt you. We're going to cause you pain. We'll starve you. We'll starve your family out into the fucking streets. And these goddamn son of a bitch and private corporations that go along with this son of a bitch, they're just another, you know, another, what the hell, subcontractor. Take them motherfuckers out. They got, well, you're going to take from me? I ain't going to have a house to live in? Well, you ain't either, son of a bitch. You're going to try and kill my family off? I'll kill your fucking family off, son of a bitch. Just give it to them like that. Go at them like that. And not 100, 200, by the tens of thousands at least. And when the fucking starts, then break up into your smaller fucking units and give them a guerrilla fucking war that they will never... Like I said, we rewrite the books on guerrilla warfare when this shit is over with. Because of the way they have set this fucking country up for a downfall. They infiltrated from the fucking bottom and they've come clear to the fucking top. They infiltrate, they put all their people in all the key places. They control this country through the monetary fucking system. I mean, what are they really talking about here with this fucking vaccine bullshit? You either take it or else we'll take away your mammon. You have to have that mammon to get your necessities of life. Well, that was not the way it was supposed to be. That is not the law. That is a violation of our law. And we are supposed, it is not just our right, it is our goddamn duty. How can you look your grandchildren in the face and not do something, you know, start making a plan? Start carrying out a few of those fucking plans. And I mean, like, by the tens, not that, like, these pricks again, where 10,000 people are going to march on Washington. Well, you've heard it several times, and they're going to be armed, and it never happens, and all this shit. But, I mean, we're going to have a big protest march in fucking Washington. Well, why? I mean, you brought, when the Tea Party brought fucking 2 million people into fucking Washington, they could have took it with their bare fucking hands. But they were just there to say, Now, government, you can't keep doing this to us. You can't keep harming us and taking our wealth and making us slaves. Government, stop, or as Corky put it, stop, or I'll say stop again. And that's all the fuck that's going on. You have to hurt these motherfuckers. They don't understand nothing but fucking force, because they are nothing but fucking force. Anyway, well, let's look at this here. A matter of life and death. Army says active duty soldiers must be vaccinated by December 15th. Huh? From Yahoo News, it was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. All active duty soldiers are expected to be vaccinated by December 15th, the U.S. Army said Tuesday. This is quite literally a matter of life and death for our soldiers, their families, and the communities in which we live. Lieutenant R. Scott Dingle, fucking communist extraordinaire, the Army Surgeon General, said in a statement. You know this fucking whole thing with doctors? I mean, you get a doctor's life, that gives you some authority over other people? Where in the hell did you get that from? And sure, you're in violation of the law, son of a bitch. A fucking doctor's license, it does not give you an authority, because that authority cannot exist. The Ninth Article forbids it. My goddamn rights are absolute. You cannot disparage them. You cannot deny them. If you try it, I got the right to kill you. Just like my ancestors killed you. And fucking Concord. And fucking goddamn the Cowpens. And at Yorktown. We have the right to slaughter these fuckers. I mean, they're eating out our substance. I mean, even when they did the hijacking, that's one of the things they talked about. And it really, people like John Hancock. Man, the king's taking a big chunk of my money too. When he was in cahoots with the goddamn governor of Massachusetts and smuggling goddamn, alcohol and shit. He didn't pay fucking taxes. He was one of them. And he ended up getting a commission. Motherfucker never fought in a war, but he ended up getting a commission and then a goddamn pension out of the fucking deal, too. You gotta watch these fuckers. It's just people, it's normal people who just wanna live our lives and be left alone, raise our families and watch our children grow up, get to see our grandchildren, maybe a great grandchildren or two before you die, but hell, we're not gonna make it that far. Our people are already dropping at fucking, you know, between 50 and 60 years old from the shots they gave us when we were fucking little kids in school. The cancer that was to kick in then, there's an epidemic of this cancer that the doctor was talking about across the fucking board, people, across the map. They are here to kill you. I mean, what the hell else should you have to know? Before you started fucking planning and plotting and getting ready to fucking, to kill them before they kill you. That's what war is all about, isn't it? Or maybe I missed something. I mean, I've never been a soldier, but I don't think, well, I don't know. I guess with what we have observed, to the conquered go the fucking spoils. And the fucking people who fucking died to fucking obtain the fucking, the riches, the fucking, the land, what might have you. Well, we just fucking use you to get control of the land so we can pass the control on to the United Nations, because we're going to have one king right at the top, and the crown heads are going to have their goddamn colony back. I ain't your fucking colonist, you fucking fat bitch. I'll hang you off, fucking take a sledgehammer and squish you down into your fucking, into that throne you're sitting on. And you can sit in your own shit that nobody got in a jar, huh? Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. That's enough ranting for the day. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT that I can guarantee you will have even more fucking outrage. Because that's all they're doing, is throwing outrage at us. They will not, they keep, they're playing a dangerous fucking game. Because they're on the edge of the pulling the trigger. And see, what it is they would come at you at mass, but it wouldn't matter. because the people have made up their fucking minds. I am not going to be your slave. If you attack me with 100 people, I'm going to see how many of 100 I can kill before you get me. Maybe I'll get them all. Maybe I plan for it. Maybe I plan to kill at least 100. Maybe I plan to kill more. Maybe there's, I mean, they, the surveillance they have, I mean, it's just like everything else that they put together. It's all dependent upon fucking morons that are running it. And fucking, people who are making decisions that are, that have nothing to do with fucking war tactics. I mean, San Su would be laughing at this fucking situation.
They announced it in 1492. The Spanish Inquisition. They said, yes, pretend to be converted and let your sons and daughters become doctors and apothecaries so we can kill the goy.
There you fucking go. And that's exactly, hey, doctors, I mean, it's just like these goddamn rest of these, it's like Fosse, all these, they're just another son of a bitch. You're, that's your occupation. Your occupation gives you no jurisdictional authority over me. You're supposed to be trying to get the money out of my pocket that I fucking earned to give me a service. You're supposed to be working for me. You're supposed to be my bitch. Think about it, people. Doctors? A doctor's going to be, I mean, they're going to be the Gestapo. I mean, Fosse said it, man, fucking last week. They want to have their own judicial system. They want to be able to write their own fucking mandates. And fucking make, and enforce them with their own fucking goddamn private fucking army. Look it up. Get ready and fucking kill these son of a bitches before they kill you. Before you, your grandchildren have no future. Other than being a fuck, if they get to live, it's gonna be a miserable fucking existence. Living under these sick son of a bitches. Look what they're doing to the children right now, these pedophilic bastards. And that's the thing, we know it. Everybody, and, I mean, they even tell you on the, you see it on the fucking mainstream fucking propaganda. You know, it's a sex scandal leftist, like the goddamn thing that, with the pizza parlor there. Everybody's forgotten about that. Way back when Spike was reporting on it. That it's there, it's always been there. They fucking pedophile your fucking children. What's it take to get your gander up? What's it take to get you to fucking fight? That's the question, I suppose, and that is the word from the trenches.